Clark, NDP leader John Horgan, and Green Party leader Andrew Weaver. All of the correspondence includes claims about the cost of the project and what is at stake if it's halted. And over the past few years, we have heard arguments about whether the $9 billion project is needed at all or what it may be needed for. Well, here to sort through all of that with us today is Owen Finn. He's a management consultant and a retired partner at KPMG. He recently presented a cost-benefit analysis of the Site C Dam at an SFU panel discussion, and he's been good enough to join us in studio this afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Now, one of the arguments in support of the Site C Dam we often hear is that it's needed because BC's population is expected to grow by roughly 1 million people over the next 20 or so years. Does that mean we will need more electricity?
Unlikely. In the last 10 years, the population has grown by over 500,000, half a million people, and the consumer demand in BC for electricity has actually gone down by about 2%. So attributed mainly to conservation measures, people's sensitivity to the price increases over the last 10 years of about 70%, and poor forecasting from BC Hydro, which has turned into a bit of a habit for them. So it doesn't look like the demand is going to be there to satisfy the production from Site C. And there are a few relatively implausible sources of demand like LNG or fracking or maybe in the future that we would all switch to driving electric cars. So, but those are in the future a fair bit, certainly farther than spending $9 billion right now on a dam for which there is no known demand.
BC Hydro, though, well, and you can take issue with their forecasts. Here's one of them. Demand is going to increase by 30% over the next two decades. If that is in fact true, could we meet that demand without Site C?
The current supply of generation capability in BC, BC Hydro's, is about 73 terawatt hours, and local consumption is about 50, and has been for 10 years. So quite likely the answer is simply yes. We also have, of course, the supply from the Columbia River Treaty, which we've never drawn on, but is about most of the size of a Site C. We have the sixth turbine to go into the Revelstoke Dam, which would add, give or take, half of Site C. And then we have both the demand management side, in other words, conservation, and other alternate supplies from solar and wind, which we've largely ignored so far, and not to mention geothermal, of which in BC there's a fair amount of capacity.
It's always been my impression that building the Site C Dam, approving it, had to do with the LNG industry in this province, that we were going to have a number of LNG plants online, that they would require power, and that Site C was meant to power them. Without an LNG industry, does Site C make any sense at all?
Even with it, it wouldn't. Most of the LNG, all of the LNG, 20 or so of them, proposals in BC, bar one, the wood fiber one, have indicated they're going to burn their own gas to generate their own electricity because it is half to one-third the price to do that of grid power. And so the chances that even if we had an LNG industry, it would soak up Site C would be pretty small.
The other thing we hear from the NDP, we heard it from Adrian Dix, who was the NDP critic for BC Hydro. We've heard it from Karen Baker as well, the director of UBC's program on water governance. Both of them have said that the power generated at Site C will be exported at a loss, that when you take into account the cost of the dam, the amortization, that the per kilowatt hour cost of the electricity is going to be sold into the grid at a loss. Is that true?
That's correct. The current price in the Northwest grid for wholesale electricity is just shy of $30 per megawatt hour. The costs anticipated for Site C will run north of $100. So it's not a very winning proposition to sell something for $30 that you're making for $110 or $120. And the difference, of course, is going to be imposed upon the ratepayers, the 2 million of us in BC, in the form of extra rates, and those could balloon by up to 100% if BC Hydro is going to proceed with this and at the same time discharge its deferral accounts to a reasonable level where they should have been.
There's the environmental argument. Site C is renewable energy. It's clean hydroelectric power. If we're going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and move to a low-carbon future, does Site C not help us get there?
It would, of course, require that there's a demand for Site C power, which, as I've indicated, there isn't. And the only possibility that remains that where it would reduce carbon would be if we all start driving electric vehicles. Now, while that is a distinct possibility for 2035 and beyond, it is not in the immediate future for us. Yes, there will be a great increase in them, but we have a huge reservoir, as I said, of surplus power already. We have the Columbia River Treaty. We have peak shaving plants like Burrard Thermal. We have the extra Revelstoke generator. We have a whole pile of alternate sources that we could use. They're a lot cheaper than building a $9 billion dam at Site C.
Another argument is that Alberta could buy some of the surplus energy from us as it moves to fill out phase out rather coal fire power in 2030.
That's correct. The problem is that Alberta doesn't buy power; individual energy companies do, and they're unlikely because BC's cost would be higher than their own cost, and certainly we are not now anymore the number one lowest electricity supplier in North America. Manitoba is, Hydro-Quebec is second. BC is lagging behind, and one of the nasty consequences of Site C decision to proceed would be that our industry will become less and less competitive as power rates for them and their large consumers of power go up, particularly sawmills and the retail and commercial trade that exists mainly in the north of this province, where would be most affected.
The Premier would tell us that 2,000 people work on the site right now. BC Hydro estimates more than 5,000 people could be working on the dam by 2020. Does this not mean significant job losses if the project shut down?
Yes, it would on that site. But there are a whole pile of better uses for that kind of labor and that kind of capital than building a dam for which there is no known demand. We have 300 schools that remain to be seismically upgraded and which the government has dragged its feet a bit on. We have a whole pile of infrastructure projects, some of which are in the Lower Mainland, to solve our horrendous traffic problems that we need significant investment in transit. And not last but not least, we know that renewable energy has a lot more labor content in it than do a few dozen permanent jobs at Site C, less than 70. So that soaking up $9 billion of financial oxygen out of the BC air from small and medium enterprises being able to borrow money to expand isn't a good use of capital.
Owen Finn, very good to hear from you this afternoon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Owen Finn, a management consultant, retired KPMG partner. Love your thoughts on the Site C dam. What do you think?